Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, shehakol miyeh bedvaro. Now, clearly these parshios are revolving around the idea of marriage, and actually the pursuit in this past week's parsha, Parshas Chayisara, of finding the appropriate wife for Yitzhak Avinu. The Maisa Avram Avinu doesn't call over Yitzhak and say, I'm being metzava, I'm issuing a specific command. It's also, you're forbidden to take me, Benos Kanan. He doesn't do that. What does he do? He has the Zoke Vyoshe B'Yeshiva, the Domestic Eliezer, the Dola, Mitarosh Shal Avram Mashkel Acherim. He has his devoted and loyal servant come and make a Shavua. I'm forbidding you to take from these women. Famous Droshes Aran, even though they were over in Avodah Zorah, Amalamaisa, they had Midos, they were still known for Midos. If you have Midos, that is the Iker. Having Midos, the Ramban even writes that the Lovan Harosha, why did he send in Parshas Vayetze? We see how Rochel was out there with the shepherds, and not the Leah, Zokta Heliger Ramban. Why was Rochel there and not Leah? Because Rochel was still a Katana. Under the age of 12, we'll send Rochel out, but Leah was a Gedola. Even Lovan was Machman and Surin and Yoni Tznius, half of a fellow. Now again, the Ramban's assuming they were not the same age. Other Menrashi Chazal say that Rochel and Leah were twins, and we're talking the same age. Akoponim. Now we have an Indian of looking specifically to Beis Lavan, but you have to stay away from the Benos Kana. And then we find in Parshas Toldos, Perchav Ches Pasuk Aleph, Vayikra Yitzchak al Yaakov Yivorachos Vayitzaveyu Vayomer Lo Alo Sikach Ishim Benos Kana. Here he issues Baruch Hu Bircha Katana Tziva Miyuchad. You are enjoined; it is forbidden to take a daughter from Benos Kanan. And again, what do we read? Vayishlach Yitzchak is Yaakov Vayilach Paden Aram to go Bedavka to Lavan Bemesuel Achi Rivka etc. What was Yitzchak Metzaveh? Vayitzavu Lavleimu Lo Sikach Ishim Benos Kanan. And then again, the beginning of the Maftar Vayishva Yaakov Alavu Velima Vayilach Paden Aram. Again, you see the Torah is clearly setting it up, that even though we saw the clear tzivo issued from Yitzchak to his son Yaakov, you cannot take from the daughters of Canaan, the maftar begins by Yishma Yaakov, el-oviv ve'el imo. What pshat el-oviv ve'el imo? L'fini is daiti, the same way. I'm a first to tell us at the outset of Parshas Vayetzer, the Dubna Magid writes, the Beis Halevi writes, the Stipler Brichas Peretz, many Mepharshim point out, Vayetze Yaakov Yerushim Yilach Harana. Yaakov left Yerushim Yilach Harana. And why the need for a Yetziah and a Halicha? And writes the Beis Halevi, the Dumamagi, the Berchas Peretz, the Tor Tamim, the Sevis Brach, and others. Because there's a time Yuchad for leaving, and there's a time Yuchad for going where he went. The famous joke we all grew up with, why did the chicken cross the road? So we know the answer is to get to the other side. One brisker once asked the Kash, Mechitesi. Who told you the chicken left across to get to the other side? Maybe it didn't make a nafkamina what side he was going to. He had to get away from the side that he was on. Why did he leave? Ask the chicken, because there was a guy pecking me the wrong way on my side, because there was a foul-smelling rooster sitting by me. So how to get away? Where was I going to end up? My nafkamina. A person could have a reason for leaving, and you could have a time you could for going. At least my first one will point out, Vayetze Yaakov Rishon, why did he leave? To be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aim, listen to Rivka, who said you have to escape the wrath of your brother Esau. Vayela Charon, why did he go Medavka to Choron to be Mekayim the Tzivoy? And the Yitzhak and Ibn Medavka going to go to Beis Lavan to find your wife? Amela, there's a time for Vayetze and a time of Yuchat for Vayelach. Phineas Taiti, it's the same in over here. Vayishma Yaakov el Oviv ve'el ima Vayelach Padanara. I already read. Torah told me in the beginning of Shvi. Vayishlach Yitzhak is Yaakov Vayelach Padanara. He already went. And not only that, Vayishma Yaakov Loviv ve'el imo, just tell me, Vayishma Yaakov Loviv ve'imo. Phineas Taiti again, Vayishma Yaakov Loviv ve'el imo. There was an independent tzivoy of the father who told them, I want you to go Badafka. Kum lech Padan Aram. Base of a soul, Avi, Imchavakach, Lachomisham, Isham, Ibnos, Lovan, Achimecha. And Yitzhak's doing the talking. Rivka's not doing the talking. Rivka was the one who said, Vakum, Abarach, Lachol, Lovan, Achi, Charona. Why nothing about getting married? It's all about Esav is after you. Amasnachim, Lachol, Hargecha. Therefore, you have to escape the miscreant wrath of an Esav Aroshim, a Mela, you have to go away. So the Chayre, it's right here, Vayishma Yaakov, El Oviv, Ve'elimo, Vayelach Padanam. Why? He went for two reasons. He went to get away, to be Mekayim the Tzivoy of his mother Rivka, and he went Bedavka, to base Lavan, to be Mekayim the Tzivoy of his father. The question though is, Why Avram Avinu? He never told Yitzchak anything. He merely had his servant Eliezer have a shvuah, and yet Yitzchak is margish the tzarech to be matzaveh. A gemaldi gemesha chokma. Right, so Meir Simcha from Davinsk, and Parshas Chai Yisor Prochavdala Posuk Zayin. Madalo Tzivas Yitzchak Beno. Why didn't Avram Avinu? Why waste time with Eliezer? Why even have Eliezer undergo this whole process of a shvuah, tachas irechi? I go over to your son Yitzchak and say, Yitzchak, I'm the father, you're the son, and there's halacha, keep it aveim, and keep it aveim, you gotta listen to me, that's it. Kayaduah, we have mitzvah sechlius, we have mitzvah shimius, the ramam in. Paragvavish, we have mitzvah sluyatur, we never had the Torah, we would still know to keep them. And then we have mitzvah shimius, like chukim, we only do them because the Eibusher told us. So you know, keep it aveim is the classic, the quintessential mitzvah sechli, even the goyim are doing it. Kedushalam and Aleph, and Aleph, Dabba Menasina, Heicha Mitzis, Kibbet of Eim. Well, Mamash learning it from a guy. Parenthetically, the Pnei Yeshua, now learning Aloch Lamaisa from a guy. Chayomna and other posts can point out, why do we don't paskin like what happened to Dabba Menasina? So, the Pnei Yeshua, Heicha, and the Goldal, a scharf, the Kibbet of Eim. Amadavado, how do we view Kibbet of Eim as a mitzvah sikhli? Even if there wouldn't be a Torah, we would know to do it. Sefer Achinach and Pashas Yeshua, it's revolving on the hinge of a Karsa Tov. Yet, why do we do it? Writes the Orcha Shulchan in Yordei Simen Reish Mem and Siv Beis in Gimel and it's already Ksav Sefer and Parshas Veschanan and Rav Yitzchak Voloshin and Pekodesh Parshas Veschanan and the Maharit and Esafnas Panech and Droshas Parshas Yisro and Drush Aleph and they all write with slight nuances why was the Torah Mitzavah by Kibbet of Eim Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha Hazokt all these Gedolim Meforshim and that even though Lo Yitzur the Torah wasn't given to Klai so we would still know instinctively and automatically after all the appearance you have to be makir tov, express the gratitude v'chula. You know why you do it? The ultimate mitzvah sikhli should be done kasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha hath berak because David shows matzav. And therefore, even if it doesn't make any sense, we have to listen. And so, why didn't Avraham Avinu just call over Yitzchak and say, Yitzchak, I'm not going to waste time with Eliezer. I'm telling you, you're not letting marry any of these girls. Zok tomei simcha. Madalu tzivas Yitzchak menoshlo yisa ish menos kanan. And Mikan Rayat to the Marik, the famous Chuva of the Marik, in Kuf Sam above, Shoshku Sam above, in Anaf Gimel. The Ramal brings it, Da'ben and Achayv, Lashual Avim, Ochabom, and Lisa Ishishu Chafetz. Hazok the Ramal, the last Sif in Yordea Simon Reish Mem. Writes the Ramal one succinct line, based on the Chuvas Maharik, Vachay. If a father wants to make him a chah, and he says, son, you're not allowed to marry this woman that he wants to marry, ain't tzarech l'shul av. He doesn't have to go in and listen. Writes the Gro and Bir Agro. And why? Because he's holding it back for a mitzvah. At any time, the Orach HaShulchan writes, poshut, there's nothing to talk about. Why is it different than any other mitzvah? Zok the Orach HaShulchan, poshut who? Dekein b'chol dvar mitzvah, there's nothing to talk about. He's telling you not to do a mitzvah. The Levush says, I'm not from every woman he is zeichet to build a bias. Zok the Heilige Levush. He explains the same way. And but when it comes to Sif Yud Gimel, if you want to learn in a certain yeshiva, and your parents don't want you to learn in this yeshiva, I'm a chayiv to listen. And of course, the Raya Yaakov Avinu, he wasn't held accountable for the 14 years learning in yeshiva Shem and Ever, because when it comes to yeshiva, you don't have to listen, right? So find in the Rav Pesach, find in the rights and Shal Shuvas Avnei Yashpe, Chelek Aleph and Simakupe Vav, even by a girl who's not the Mitzvah and Talmud Torah, he writes, and also applies, she's allowed to decide based on her Bechira, I know which place is better for my Yiddishkeit, even a woman who's not the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, not just because like the girl writes Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, our father, parent can't get involved in doing something negative, Legaba Yeruchnius. And you can go in and decide. I see here the Levush groups are together. Talmud wants to go to another place to learn because he's batuach that he's going to learn better or learn specifically from this Rav. And he'll see a Simon Brocha in his Limud. And his father's Meicha, he's worried. He's worried about the Goyim. He's worried about any bad things happening. Halomi Kolonim Zocha Limud. It's as if he's holding him back from Talmud Torah and Nevada. He doesn't have to listen to the father. Akaluku concludes the Levush and Simon Reishmem. Vachein Ma'av Mocha Beben Lisa Isa Isha Shiachat Zwabene Tzorch Lishmolo Y. Not from every woman you're going to be zeichet to produce children and build a home. It's as if the father is holding the son back from the mitzvah of Piri Varibya. Now it comes an interesting afkamina, said this halacha. Halachaira then, based on the Tamil of Ush, by a man who's mitzvah and puravu. What about a woman who says, I want to marry this boy, and the parents don't let? She's not mifkada Piri Varibya. But she's not the mitzvah on the mitzvah puravu. You have other reasons, though, also in the Marsh Dalmat, Simitsadi Gimel. He says, the other reasons why the smich is the juxtaposition of the parsha, the ahuva, and the snua to Ben Soamara, because they're children of a Ben Snua, going to be a wayward, rebellious child. Hazak the Marshtam, he gives all the reasons as well. He says, you know, the time of the Marit, at time of the Ramal, and he goes, what's going to happen? Your father's going to say, marry this girl. And you don't want to marry this girl. You see from Chazal, Kedushim HaMalaf, also the Kaddish Yishav, Chirena, Shem Yitzim, Adavar Mugunim, and it's gone on by law, Avinamar, Vahatulach HaKamaycha. And we don't want the children to be Snua, and we don't want them to be a Ben Sora, Marach, and Liyu Vachas. Hazak the Marshtam, you don't have to listen to your father when it comes to getting married. Right, to Sefer Chassidim. That's not so posh. And then it's Sivas Maruchi as a Chuva Meshad Dover and Simon Nun as a Tuma Tadesh, and also talks about these in Yonim and Simon Mem. And writes the same Chasidim as follows. And Simon Tov Kuv Samach Dalit Em Rotze Oviv Oimo Shebenos Oretz Ros. And let's say a father and mother see that the daughters of the land, because he's going on what he spoke about at the beginning, about the importance of staying to take care of one's parents. And let's say the girls in the land, they're wicked girls, Aben Rotsa Lakachas Misham Isha, Viav Metzabolo Shalo Yikach, Choti Aben Yikach, and the son sins if he takes the Shari Yaakov Shomali Yitzhak Rivka. And we see that Yaakov listen, Avalam Thomas, if they're all good, well, that's a different story. But you see what? And that's Yaakov Avino listens. So what's Mishat? Already a Meshachokum makes a distinction. If I just told you there's a raya from the fact that Avraham Avinu was not the Mitzvah of Yitzchak, he had Eliezer, his servant, make a shvuah. Why didn't he just go over to Yitzchak and say, you can't marry these girls? That's a raya to the Ramah, Reish Mem Chafei, raya to the Marik, and Kupsam Avav, and Anav Gimel, and that a father can't be Mitzvah, he wouldn't have had to listen. Asafrek the Meshach Chokma. So what's Yitzchak doing? Vayitzav, Loshen Tzivoy, what is he doing being Mitzvah of him? As I frek the Torah Tamim already. I frek the Torah Tamima. I've a dosha kosav a ma'arik v'chule. And it's born in the Ramah, dominion, isu, and l'shaya keep it up. If the father wants to make him a chal that he shouldn't marry Yisha Plonis, ein ha-ben v'chuyiv l'shmol lo omrotzeba. Ha-tzorachi l'fizem, i-parsha zushi, tziva yitzik al yako lo sigach yishu mimanos kanan. How, what in the world is Yitzchak doing? How could Yitzchak? Yitzchak didn't get a tzivoy from Avraham. How could he turn around now? And Parshas told us, the end of told us, I mean, Metzava Yaakov, I'm forbidding you to marry. He doesn't have to listen. So what's it saying? Loshen Tzavo. Say Loshen Makosha, the Loshaych Tzivoy. Oh, that was really, you know, Loshen Tzavo, Bakuda. How can it say Tzav? He says, oh, I have a way out. Al Nam Yisvar Lomar. If there would already be an accepted custom in a specific family that we cannot marry into this family, and like this case, then yesh la'av l'tzavas al-benosh le'yischatim b'yos mishpacha. And then already the father has the achilas to command his son. Where do we get this from? Techei matzinu b'gamar b'nyanim shonim she'yishkot le'b'nei mishpacha. And limchos pe'echa b'nei mishpacha sholo d'shanis mi'minaga mishpacha. And not al tzdina makimin avayim. And the mishpacha takes on an established, accepted minhag. Together as mishpacha, they can enforce it within all the members of the family and say, Kan eina, how you always disarm the schatim ekanan? Avraham makes Eliezer have a shvuah, v'chulei, amameila. And we see that haya etzel menias chitun zel masoras ha'avos, lachena yivakochol shayitzok lifkod ha'yakob hazeh, v'chidish shalom yisorah poskim in yedzeh. It's a chidish that they didn't bring it down. On my side, that's a wild chidish of the Torah to me, ma. Zek dem ha'shachokma. I'll give you an answer. Am ha'shachokma tzopah vorn tekasha. How could Yitzchak be mitzav ha'yakob? Am ha'otziv ha'ishu v'nosu kanani. It's not a din and keep out of a aim. As since you see from the psukim, and it's a gavaldig adiyuk. And what does the pasuk say? He got the birchas Avram. He took the birchas Avram. The chol nazar chal charech lirushta. Hesaretz megarecha shenasan olukim liavram. And then the pasuk said earlier in Zayin Yud. Vanasadi lachol nazarecha charech hesaretz kanan. Ha'yisilachem lelokim. So what do we see? It brings the gemara in Yevamos. It's kainu tanai. The hainu there was a tanai. And then I'm going to give you birchas Avram. I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael, but now it's a din of Eretz Yisrael. It's only going to be out tonight. that you can't marry him. Because Hashem gave Avram Eretz Yisrael, but only out tonight, that you're not going to marry the girls from Canaan. And that's where the pasuk says, "Vayar Esav ki borach Yitzchak es Yaakov." And he sends him Padena Aram lakachas lo misham isha, and bevaruch also then by Yitzav Olav leimalosikach ishu nos Canaan. And what's it doing in this pasuk? He sees him. What he sees that he got the brachas. What brachas? He got brachas Avram. He got a promise of Eretz Yisrael in the same breath, in the same pasuk. Zokter meyasimcha. Amela. We repeat by Yitzav Olav leimalosikach ishu nos Canaan. I already read about it. And what's it doing? What shaychus to the brocha? It has all the shaychus. He can't be metzaveh. He can only be metzaveh because he's explaining to Yaakov this is a built-in tonight. And to the promise, you can only be the hemshich of the Birkas Avram if you keep the stipulation that you're not going to marry from the wrong daughters, otherwise you're going to lose the schus and Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to come off to the Torah Tamimas wild chiddush. And at the end of the day, it's all going to make sense. Avanu, we have a lot of tshuvas, a lot of other inyanim. I just want to close with the following. A gemaldik sefer called Devar Torah. Appropriate title. And he brings a tshuva called Oel Moshe. A tshuvas Oel Moshe chele beisim kuf yiral. A separate title in the Torah Tamima. And he says, what are you asking, Torah Tamima? He says, did you look in the tshuva? And he says, it must be. You didn't read the Marik inside? And because the Marik says, Mefurish, Em hi isha hu genis lo, ein koch biyarav, lemchus biyaraben. If it's a proper woman, then Avadu the father doesn't have a koach. Mashma what? If she's an isha she'ina hogenis lo, if she's not the proper woman, then Avadu yish koach biyadei ha'av limchus b'dei ha'ben. And now again, this is already the marik, the netziv holds in the netziv is machadish that this is also the din of kibud aim, kibud aveim. Hazok the netziv and simenun and shalosh shus meishah davar. You might not, but if it's a bizoyan then mishpacha, let's say your father says, son, you can't marry into that family because that causes bizoyan. And then it's Ariel Kisoser, it's Devarav, and it's a din in Moirahav. It's not a din of, oh, I'm telling you, forget the mitzvah. You can't be Soser, if I'm going to have to be Sovol, it's Sour to be Zoyin, it's a disgrace to the Mishpacha. Havari Zalatami Mitzvah, that's the sheet of the Mitzvah. Again, not everybody agrees. But putting the Mitzvah aside, just looking at the Marik's whole tshuva was, and the son wants to marry a woman who is an Isho Geneslo. And then he doesn't have to listen, but it's moving the Halov in the Marik. And then if she's not an Isho Geneslo, but bother the father has the koach to make him a chas. So what's the Torah to me, am I asking? And he's saying, Enechrami, Yitzchak could go and be Matzav over here, because this is an Isha Sheino Geneslo. That's just a question, and why was the Torah to me silent? In the end of the day, whatever answer we're going to come up with, if their Taka is an ability to be Matzav, and why didn't Avram just go over to Yitzchak v'chulei, and it gets into a whole separate child, why didn't Yitzchak go searching for himself? Avram Avinu, we know he was a Zakin Baba Yamim, then it's Siv writes in Hamak Dover, he was already old, he couldn't make the trip, the trip was a difficult trip, and he needed to be Megayir Asan Hashem, he needed to go and be Makari. Eliezer, let me say, why didn't he just send Yitzchak? Let Yitzchak go find a shinuch. Make Yitzchak have a shvu of a chulei. What happened to Yitzchak in the no parsha? That's a separate shvu. The gevaldig anach. She's here tonight. We finish the meyatvila. We're up to Ritzay and Modim Met Hashem and a woman in the Daf Yomi room tonight. Met Hashem 8:15 to 9 o'clock. Otherwise, regular shiurim on schedule. Rabbi Neuberger, Ashlita Wednesday night, the third in the series for women. Shiurim in the new basement. 8:15 to 9:15 tomorrow night. Wishing everyone a great rest of the week. Hannes, please.